Trashing. Ever since the Chicago Pigs brutalized the demonstrators in August of 1968, young people have been ready to vent their rage over America's inhumanity by using more daring tactics than basic demonstrations. There is a growing willingness to do battle with the pigs in the streets and at the same time to inflict property damage. It's not exactly rioting, and it's not exactly guerrilla warfare. It has come to be called trashing. Most trashing is of a primitive nature, with the pigs having the weapon and strategy advantage. Most trashers rely on quick young legs and a nearby rock. By developing simple gang strategy and becoming acquainted with some rudimentary weapons and combat techniques, the odds can be shifted considerably. Remember, pigs have small brains and move slowly. All formations, signals, codes, and other procedures they use have to be uniform and simplistic. The Army Plan for Containment and Control of Civil Disorders, published by the Government Printing Office, contains the basic thinking for all city, county, and state stormtroopers. A trip to the library and a look at any basic text in criminology will help considerably in gaining an understanding of how pigs act in the street. If you study up, you'll find you can, with the aid of a bullhorn or properly adjusted walkie-talkie, fuck up many intricate pig formations. Left flank, right turn, said authoritatively into a bullhorn pointed in the right direction, will yield all sorts of wild results. You should trash with a group using a buddy system to keep track of each other. If someone is caught by a pig, others should immediately rush to the rescue if it's possible to do so without sustaining too many losses. If an arrest is made, someone from your gang should take responsibility for seeing to it that a lawyer and bail bread are taken care of. Never abandon a member of your gang. Avoid fighting in close quarters. You run less risk by throwing an object than by personally delivering the blow with a weapon you hold in your hand. We suppose this is what pigs refer to as dirty fighting. All revolutionaries fight dirty in the eyes of the oppressors. The British accuse the Minutemen of Lexington and Concord of fighting dirty by hiding behind trees. The U.S. Army accuses the Viet Cong of fighting dirty when they rub a pointed bamboo shoot in infected shit and use it as a landmine. Mayor Daley says the Yippies squirted hairspray and used golf balls with spikes in them against his innocent blue boys. No one ever accused the U.S. of being sneaky for using an air force in Southeast Asia or the Illinois State Attorney's Office of fighting dirty when it murdered Fred Hampton and Mark Clark while they lay in bed. We say, all power to the dirty fighters. Weapons for street fighting. Spray cans. These are a very effective and educating method of property destruction. If a liberated zone has been established or you find yourself on a quiet street away from the thick of things, pretty up the neighborhood. Slogans and symbols can be sprayed on rough surfaces such as brick or concrete walls that are a real bitch to remove unless expensive sandblasting is used. The slingshot. This is probably the ideal street weapon for the swarms of little Davids that are out to down the Goliaths of pigdom. It is cheap, legal to carry, silent, fast loading, and any right size rock will do for a missile. You can find them at hobby shops and large sporting goods stores, especially those that deal in hunting supplies. Wrist Rocket makes a powerful and accurate slingshot for $2.50. The Whammo Sportsman is not as good, but half the price. By selecting the right Y-shaped branch, you can fashion a homemade one by using a strip of rubber cut from the inner tube of a tire as the sling. A few hours of shooting stones at cans in the backyard or up on the roof will make you marksman enough for those fat bank windows and even fatter pigs. Slings. A sling is a homemade weapon consisting of two lengths of heavy-duty cord, each attached securely at one end to a leather patch that serves as a pocket to cradle the rock. Place the rock in the pouch and grab the two pieces of cord firmly in your hand. Whirl the rock round and round until gravity holds it firmly in the pouch. When you feel you have things under control, let one end of the cord go and the rock will fly out at an incredible speed. You should avoid using the sling in a thick crowd. Rooftop shooting is best. Practice is definitely needed to gain any degree of accuracy. Boomerangs. The boomerang is a neat weapon for street fighting and is as easy to master as the frisbee. There is a great psychological effect in using exotic weapons such as this. You can buy one at large hobby stores. On the East Coast, you can get one from Sportscraft, Bergenfield, New Jersey, for $1.69, and on the West Coast, from Whammo, 835 El Monte Street, San Gabriel, California, for $1.10. Flash guns. Electric battery-operated flash guns are available that will blind a power-crazy pig, thus distracting him long enough to rescue a captured comrade. Check out camping and boating supply stores. Tear gas and mace. Personalized tear gas and mace dispensers are available for self-defense against muggers. Well, isn't a pig just an extra vicious mugger? Write J.P. Darby, 8813 New Hyde Park, New York, New York, 11040 for a variety of types and prices. Tear gas shells are available for 12-gauge shotguns and 38 special handguns, but it is highly inadvisable to bring guns to street actions. A far better weapon is a specially built projection device that shoots tear gas shells. Hercules Gas Munitions Corporation, 5501 North Broadway, Chicago, Illinois, sells compact units complete with cartridges for $6.95 that will fire up to 20 feet. Penguin Associates Incorporated, Pennsylvania Avenue, Malvern, Pennsylvania, also has a variety of tear gas propellant devices, including a combination tear gas billy club item. All these companies will supply a catalog and price list on request. Some states have laws against civilian use of tear gas devices. New York is one of them, and unfortunately, these companies will not ship to states that forbid usage. If you want any of these items and your state has restrictions, have a sister or brother in a neighboring state order for you. Just latching on to these catalogs can be a trip and a half in terms of getting your imagination hopping. For example, Raid, Black Flag, and other insecticides shoot a 7 to 10 foot stream that burns the eyes. You can also dissolve Drano in water and squirt it from an ordinary plastic water pistol. This makes a highly effective defensive weapon. A phony letterhead of a civil defense unit will help in getting heavier anti-personnel weapons of a defensive nature. Anti-tire weapons. Don't believe all those bullshit tire ads that make tires seem like the supermen of the streets. Roofing nails spread out on the street are effective in stopping a patrol car. A nail sticking out from a strong piece of wood wedged under a rear tire will work as effectively as a bazooka. An ice pick will do the trick repeatedly, but you've got to have a strong arm to strike home. Sugar in the gas tank of a pig vehicle will really fuck up the engine. Authentic pig gear. If you really get into it, you'll probably want to be as heavily prepared for trashing as are the pigs. Wouldn't you just know that the largest supplier of equipment to police in the world is in Chicago? Kales, 550 West Roosevelt Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60607, will send you, on request, the most complete catalog you can get for trashing. Actual police uniforms, super riot helmets, persuaders, chemical mace, a knuckle sap, which is a glove with powdered lead, billy clubs, secret holsters, a 3-in-1 mob stick that spits mace, emits an electric shock, and allows you to club to death a charging rhinoceros. You can also get the latest in handcuffs and other security devices. This catalog is a must for the love child of the 70s. If we want to get high, we're going to have to fight our way up. Knife fighting. Probably one of the most favored street weapons of all time is the good old shiv, blade, toe jabber, or whatever you choose to call a good sticker. Remembering that today's pig is tomorrow's bacon, it's good to know a few handy slicing tips. The first thing to learn is the local laws regarding the possession of knives. The laws on possession are of the catch-22 vagueness. Cops can arrest you for having a small pocket knife and claim you have a concealed and deadly weapon in your possession. Here, as in most cases of law, it's not what you are doing, it's who's doing the what that counts. All areas, however, usually have a limit on length, such as blades under 4 inches or 6 inches are legal, and anything over that length concealed on a person can be considered illegal. Asking some hip lawyers can help here. Unfortunately, the best fighting knives are illegal. Switchblades and stilettos, because they can so quickly spring into operation, are great weapons that are outlawed in all states. If you want to risk the consequences, however, you can readily purchase these weapons once you learn how to contact the criminal underworld or in most foreign countries. If both of these fail, go to any pawn shop, look in the window, and take your choice of lethal, illegal knives. A flat gravity knife, available in most army surplus and pawn shops, would be the best type available in regular over-the-counter buying. Its flat style makes for easy concealment and comfort when kept in a pocket or boot. It can be greased, and the rear heel of the blade can be filed down to make it fly open with a flick of the wrist. A little practice here will be very useful. Most inexperienced knife fighters use a blade incorrectly. Having seen too many Jim Bowies slash their way through walls of human flesh, they persist in carrying on this inane tradition. Overhead and uppercut slashes are a waste of energy and blade power. The correct method is to hold the knife in a natural, firm grip and jab straight ahead at waist level with the arm extended full length each time. This fencing style allows for the maximum reach of arm and blade. By concentrating the point of the knife directly at the target, you make defense against such an attack difficult. Work out with this jabbing method in front of a mirror, and in a few days, you'll get it down pretty well. Unarmed defense. Let's face it, when it comes to trashing in the streets, our success is going to depend on our cunning and speed rather than our strength and power. Our side is all quarterbacks, and the pigs have nothing but linemen. They are clumsy, slobbish brutes that would be lost without their guns, clubs, and toy whistles. When one grabs you for an arrest, you can, with a little effort, make him let go. In the confusion of all the street action, you will then be able to manage your getaway. There are a variety of defensive twists and pulls that are easy to master by reading a good, easily understandable book on the subject, such as George Hunter's How to Defend Yourself. If a pig grabs you by the wrist, you can break the grip by twisting against his thumb. Try this on yourself by grabbing one wrist with your hand. See how difficult it is to hold someone who works against the thumb. If he grabs you around the waist or neck, you can grab his thumbs or another finger and sharply bend it backwards. By concentrating all your energy on one little finger, you can inflict pain and cause the grip to be broken. There are a variety of points on the body where a firm amount of pressure, skillfully directed, will induce severe pain. A grip, for example, can be broken by jabbing your finger firmly between the pig's knuckles. Nothing like chopped pig knuckles. Feel directly under your chin in back of the jawbone until your finger rests in the V area. Press firmly upward and backward towards the center of the head. There is also a very vulnerable spot right behind the earlobe. Stick your fingers there and see. Get the point? In addition to pressure points, there are places in the body where a sharp, well-directed whack with the side of a rigidly held palm can easily disable a person. Performed by an expert, such a blow can even be lethal. Try making such a rigid palm and practice these judo chops. The fist is a ridiculous weapon to use. It's fleshy, the blow is distributed over too wide an area to have any real effect, and the knuckles break easily. You will have to train yourself to use judo chops instinctively, but it will prove quite worthwhile if you're ever in trouble. A good place to aim for is directly in the center of the chest cavity at its lowest point. Draw a straight line up about 6 inches starting from your belly button, and you can feel the point. The Adam's apple in the center of the neck and the back of the neck at the top of the spinal column are also extremely vulnerable spots. With the side of your palm, press firmly the spot directly below your nose and above your upper lip. You can easily get an idea of what a short, forceful chop in this area would do. The side of the head in front of the ear is also a good place to aim your blow. In addition to jabs, chops, twists, squeezes, and bites, you ought to gain some mastery of kneeing and kicking. If you are being held in close and facing the porker, the old familiar knee in the nuts will produce remarkable results. A feinting motion with the head before the knee is delivered will produce a reflexive reaction from your opponent that will leave his groin totally unprotected. Ouch! Whether he has you from the front or the back, he is little prepared to defend against a skillfully aimed kick. The best way is to forcefully scrape the side of your shoe downward along the shin bone, beginning just below the knee and ending with a hard stomp on the instep of the foot. Just try this with the side of your hand, and you will get an idea of the damage you can inflict with this scrape and stomp method. Another good place to kick, and often the only spot accessible, is the side of the knee. Even a half-successful blow here will topple the biggest of honkers. Any of these easy-to-learn techniques of unarmed self-defense will fulfill the old nursery rhyme that goes, "Catch a piggy by the toe, when he hollers, let him go. Out pops Y-O-U." General strategy wrap. The guideline in trashing is to try and do as much property destruction as possible without getting caught or hurt. The best buildings to trash in terms of not alienating too many of those not yet clued in to revolutionary violence are the most piggy symbols of violence you can find. Banks, large corporations, especially those that participate heavily in supporting the U.S. Armed Forces, federal buildings, courthouses, police stations, and selective service centers are all good targets. On campuses, buildings that are noted for warfare research and ROTC training are best. When it comes to automobiles, choose only police vehicles and very expensive cars, such as Lamborghinis and Iso Grifos. Every rock or Molotov cocktail thrown should make a very obvious political point. Random violence produces random propaganda results. Why waste even a rock? When you know there is going to be a rough street scene developing, don't play into the pig's strategy. Spread the action out. Help waste the enemy's numbers. You and the other members of your group should already have a target or two in mind that will make for easy trashing. If you don't have one, setting fires in trash cans and ringing fire alarms will help provide a cover for other teams that do have objectives picked out. Putting out streetlights with rocks also helps the general confusion. After a few tries at trashing, you'll begin to overcome your fears, learn what to expect from both the pigs and your comrades, and develop your own street strategy. Nothing works like practice in actual street conditions. Get your head together and you'll become a pro. Don't make the basic mistake of just naively floating into an area. Don't think rally or demonstration. Think war and battle zone. Keep your eyes and ears open. Watch for mistakes made by members of your gang and those made by other comrades. Watch for blunders by the police. In street fighting, every soldier should think like a general. Workshops should be organized right after an action to discuss the strengths and weaknesses of techniques and strategies used. Avoid political bullshit at such raps. Regard them as military sessions. Persons not versed in the tactics of revolution usually have nothing worthwhile to say about the politics of revolution.